Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hawks Monday with John and Hugh. A lot to talk about with the man of many hands, Mike Connie, who jumps into the program. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Hey, Mike, what up?
John, Hugh, John, I think I owe you an apology. I think a lot of our listeners owe you an apology. I was kind of downplaying your enthusiasm a little bit, and you have proven to be correct. So I want to publicly apologize to you on the air. You nailed this. And the exciting thing is LeBron is not ahead of this team. You know, Harden and Durant, those guys, they're out. Why not go all the way, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Hey, but Mike, I have a question for you. What does it feel like when, you know, the crazy person that you know you see all the time, actually, like when he's talking about the skies falling and stuff, actually gets one right and you have to publicly apologize to him on the radio?
One? Oh, listen.
He missed Taco Fall? I mean, come on.
Oh, my bad. I forgot about Taco Fall.
Listen, now, look, I'm gonna be totally serious with you guys. Because I get stuff wrong all the time. Just look at my Twitter. I mean, I'm very infrequently correct.
Well, we all are.
We all are.
I mean, it's human.
I want to tell you something, and I kind of, in hindsight, I feel a little bit bad for doing this morning, but maybe not. I posted some receipts from Friday night. There's a lot of doom and gloom, a lot of woe is me, a lot of series is over stuff. I really didn't believe that on Friday. I thought the Hawks had an excellent chance to go up there and win last night, which they did. But I posted some receipts, and I feel a little bit bad for doing it because those are probably nice people, family men who are, you know, going to work this morning. They don't need me to put them on blast. But I want to tell you that I feel like the general self-loathing that exists among some Atlanta sports fans, that negativity is far more destructive than anything else in our Atlanta sports culture right now. And I just want to applaud John publicly. Because not everyone was as extremely optimistic as he was at the very outset of this postseason. So John nailed it. I mean, John nailed it.
But I didn't have anything to do with it. This team.
John, that's like when Atlanta United won the Cup a couple years ago. Everyone's congratulating me. I didn't do it. I just told people what happened. It doesn't mean you weren't correct. So take a victory lap, John. Okay.
You might as well, because you know, like, because John, you're gonna get like this again.
Right.
And we're gonna call you crazy. might be right again.
It will not be long before John is proclaiming that Ian Anderson will be a 25 game winner, and the Braves are gonna rally and win 100 games
exactly.
After all this, and we're probably gonna be like, okay, John, pump the brakes. So for the moment, just take your victory lap.
Just take
and enjoy
it and deal with it. But Mike, how great does this feel, man? Because this team feels special. To your point, you know, people are. Regardless of what happens, people are going to say, you know, this, that, the third. LeBron's not in it. Everybody's hurt or whatever. But to be in the position that the Hawks are in right now, they got to feel confident about potentially, you know, what could happen.
Oh, absolutely. I think they have played and beaten the toughest team they're going to see remaining in the postseason. Look, that's just according to seed, okay? They've knocked out the number one seed. Now they play the number three seed. No disrespect to the Milwaukee Bucks. No disrespect to Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're good. It's going to be a tough series. The Hawks will not be favored in that series. But they're not as good as Philadelphia. And then if you get all the way into the finals and you're playing Phoenix and the Clippers, I think Phoenix is the best team left in the postseason.
I do too.
But the Hawks blew out a full-strength Suns team in Atlanta in early May, not that long ago. In fact, all three teams remaining other than the Hawks have beaten this season. Two of them, the Bucks and the Suns, relatively recently, close to the end of the regular season. Absolutely, they should be confident. Look, they just won five road games in the first two rounds of the playoffs at Madison Square Garden and the Wells Fargo Center. They didn't go to Indiana and win, or, you know, Washington, which is kind of a sleepy building, and win. They did that in two of the most hostile arenas in the National Basketball Association. The Hawks, prior to this year, had never won more than three road playoff games in a single season. They've already won five this year, and they are not done yet.
And two closeouts.
Right.
Both on the road.
Yes. Including a game
with
seven.
With the chant going on and people shoving and people spitting and everything else.
See, and again, let me go back to the feeling of negativity that sometimes we have here in Atlanta. We have not had too many guys like Trae Young in this city that just not only doesn't care about the challenge of playing on the road, but actually feeds off it and embraces it. I mean, you have Trae last night after the game talking about how much he enjoys crap talking with the fans in Philadelphia.
Well, you got John Collins wearing a T-shirt 100%. with the dunk on it.
I love that.
Yes.
I love it. Now, if you're a fan of the 76ers, if you're another team, you're probably hating that.
Not so much.
But when they're doing it and they're on your side, you've got to love it. I just love the fact that this is a young team that's leaning into having a chip on their shoulder, resenting the fact that they didn't have anyone finish in the top four in the voting in any league awards. No All-NBA, no All-Defensive, no All-Rookie. They're taking that, they're putting a chip on their shoulder, and they're leaning into this, we don't care, we're going to go into your house and beat you mentality. And I just love it. And I think it's going to serve them really well in the Eastern Conference Finals and perhaps the NBA Finals as well.
I still have, there's an old song that you can Google called Let's Go All the Way by the Raspberries. It has nothing to do with basketball, obviously, but, you know, that thing is stuck in my head swirling around, and it's catchy.
Hey, Hugh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because you and I both spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. Kevin Erter's got to go right on that list of Philadelphia playoff villains now, right?
Yeah.
Along with, like, Ricky Manning Jr. and Brian Kelly and Tayshaun Prince.
And who was the dude that was running down the sideline? That Joe Jervicious. He's that guy.
You think Kevin Herter has achieved legendary status in Atlanta. He's also achieved legendary status maybe in not such a good way in Philadelphia.
Man, this.
And to me, this is going to be one of the keys in the Eastern Conference Finals, guys. You do have to tip your cap a little bit. Simmons did not have a good series, but I thought game seven last night was the first time he truly did lock up Trae. You got to tip your cap to him on that. Fortunately, you were able to have Herter step up and provide the primary scoring. I am concerned about Bogdanović and the knee soreness. I applaud him for trying to play last night. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's not 100%.
Right.
If Bogdanović is not going to be at 100% in this series, then Kevin Herter is going to have to sustain what he did last night, because you're starting to look now at the Hawks bench and who's left. If Bogdanović is not at 100%, if Hunter is not playing, we know he's out for the rest of the playoffs, then it starts to look a little bit lean, and you're really going to have to rely on Kevin Herter for that primary or secondary scoring.
Hey, Mike Conti, work with me for a minute here, because I'm about to say something that might be a little far-fetched, because I know today in Philadelphia, there's a good chance that there's going to be a petition to get him out of the city.
Like, Simmons?
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah, like, there's going to be a petition.
Yeah.
Would he be a good fit here?
No.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I should not have responded so flippantly. Simmons does things that are valuable. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He was a great defender. I didn't think he was a great defender the entire series.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was a very good defender in Game 7. So he is a great defender. He can get hot when he's mentally right. He's kind of a unicorn as far as being a 6'11 point guard is concerned.
Uh-huh.
But the ball is always going to be in Trey's hands. So as far as a fit with the Hawks is concerned, I just don't know where you plug him in. What looks like the catastrophic error of the year in the NBA was the Philadelphia general manager, Daryl Morey, turning down a trade offer from the Houston Rockets, James Harden, for Ben Simmons, because he did not want to part ways with Matisse Thybulle and Tyrese Maxey, who would have been throw-ins in that deal. Mm-hmm. If Harden and Embiid played together in that series, I don't think the Hawks are still playing. The Hawks really, really benefited from the fact that Ben Simmons was unplayable in the fourth quarter of this series.
But what, like, because somebody asked me this question, Mike, and I couldn't answer because I didn't, you know, I didn't know, I didn't watch him enough. But why does it look like Ben Simmons is afraid to shoot?
Because I think he was. Yeah. I think there, and Embiid even called him out on it. And that's getting a lot of the headlines this morning in Philadelphia. There was a play about 4 minutes left. 76ers down by two. Simmons has an open dunk, and he decides to pass to Tyrese Maxey, who got fouled, and Maxey split the foul shots. I think Simmons is mentally a little bit not confident right now. And you can see that in the free throws. You can see it in his hesitation to shoot. It's 100% a confidence thing. Simmons is a great player. He's a great player. The media up there has been very, very hard on him. Maybe that has fed into it. The fans have been very, very hard on him, and maybe that forces him to press and try to play mistake-free. But look, that's a Philadelphia problem. That's not a Hawks problem. That's a Philadelphia problem. They're going to have 4 months to deal with that.
We got 1 minute left here, Mike. 1-0-1 against Philadelphia yesterday.
Yeah.
Second time they've blown a 2-0 lead in the last 15 minutes at home. What gives?
It had never happened prior to May 29th, and now it's happened twice in a row. I wish I could explain it. You do have to give credit to Philadelphia. If you would have told me coming into that match yesterday, Atlanta United would get a draw without Joseph, without Hyman, I'd be like, yeah, heck yeah, I'll take that. But after the way it played out, no, it very disappointing. I don't know. I don't know how you can look that fatigued after 3 weeks off. I think it's going to probably lead to some self-examination about the way that they're using subs, if they need to be made earlier, if they need to be made more frequently. It's disappointing, and now you got to turn around, travel, and play Wednesday night in New York. Very difficult assignment after all the energy they had to expend yesterday in a hot building. It was really, really hot and muggy in there yesterday, and I think players for both teams were struggling in that a little bit.
All right, Mike, well, we look forward to Game 1 Wednesday, United Wednesday, Hawks Wednesday, going to be a busy day, Braves Wednesday against the Mets, yeah. Wednesday going to be loaded.
How about next Sunday? Sunday, Atlanta United at home, followed by Hawks-Bucks Game 3. Can't wait.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's going to be a beautiful thing.
Okay. Right there you go. Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate it.
See you guys. Man, congratulations, Mike. John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.